the acceptance towards it has changed and that people are recognising the costs to themselves and the public. If they get caught drink driving, people will tell us if people are drink and drug driving, and it's enabling us to enforce it. I think it's highly likely that this is down to the new legislation related to drug driving, which was introduced in 2014, and also the more recent introduction of the roadside testing equipment. What that does is allows officers to immediately test for the presence of drugs at the roadside. It's quite possible that the actual incidence of drug driving have not increased at all, but rather it's our ability basically to detect and prosecute due to the new legislation and equipment that we have available to us. Anyone who's got a responsibility to take prescription medication or anybody who's taken illegal medication has got obviously a responsibility with themselves to take that in line with what they've been given by their doctor, pharmacy, or of course if it's illegal, shouldn't be taking it at all. The amount of people that are injured, we have a significant effect on the victims themselves, you know, their families, witnesses, they're risking taking somebody else's life and significantly affecting their family. So we'd urge people to realise that they're putting everybody at risk and it's totally unacceptable to drive, I would suggest, with any alcohol or any drugs in your system.